promised you would help me get this lot on. So, happy birthday to Fairport.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Fairport. Happy birthday to you.
And what are you all been waiting for?
Get on with it!
Fairport Convention! Ourselves to a duo at this point in our career. The others will be here. Try and get on early, and we even surprised ourselves. It's been fantastic, hasn't it? What a nice set of bands. What some lovely music for 3 days. Unfortunately, then there's us.
is known as the wettest part of Britain until 3 weeks ago.
Manchester!
A tale from Shetland, the tale of John Gowdy. John Gowdy was a fine man in Shetland, so he did store.
Johnson is a bounty man, imperious and strong. Let your payments be delayed, he'll not detain you long. Kind temple and complying with a sucker called Lottery. And he who is our friend today is tomorrow's enemy. Crack it on with Sammy, hear the church bell ring. With pirates on his own abroad and let me as a sting. Crack it on with Sammy, down upon your knees. We'll scatter to the woods, wait for better days than these.
Thank you. you. Whoa, we've got a song now for you. This is written by our friend PJ Wright, who cleverly spotted that there were simply not enough songs in the pop charts on the subject of Galileo's relationship with the Catholic Church. He thought, I've got a hit here. How can it fail? We're going to give you, from the new Sense of Occasion CD, this is PJ's Galileo's Apology. Set of tunes were written with Rob in mind. He got the original dedication, but I'm going to rededicate them tonight, if you don't mind, Rob, to little Elfin. Hi, Elfin, where are you? I can't see you, but you're there. And this is Canny Capers in Fairport. We love the sound of two mandolins together. And look what we've got over the other side of the stage. It's two mandolins. What a stroke of luck. Canny Capers, take them away. Peggy and Chris on the mandolins.
So that's your basic current band. Very happy to be here. But very proud of some of our past history as well. We're going to turn the clock back a few years now and bring on some friends to help us do that. I don't know what order they're marshalled in behind me, and I hope they are marshalled. But amongst them are going to be, well, let's just say them quickly so they all get jumbled up together. There's Jerry Donahue, there's Dave Swarbrick, there's Martin Alcock. There's the Swarm. There's the Jerry. There's Martin. Well, this is a lovely song from 1975, and we need a girl to sing it. So please welcome, shortly before she emigrates to New Zealand, so this is probably the last time we'll see her at Cropperty for a few years. She's been a great friend to the band for a very long time now. Please welcome Vicky Clayton.
Thank you.
Mr. Martin Orcock.
Hey!
Hey, yeah! It's a tune which I wrote down on a piece of paper a long time ago. I've lost a bit of paper, but I've learned it now. It's about a King of England who died on the toilet. He ate too many of his fish called a lamprey. And he's one of two English kings and one American king who've died on the loo. Let's go surf it for lampreys, thank you. This features Mr. Pegg on the bass. Thank you. seat in Hong Kong, back to China. We are Britannia, but you are never wrong. We are Britannia, we crowned an empire. We came and conquered, we saw their borders. Now we need no conscience, God is on our side. We are Britannia. Martin Alcock there, taking us back to, was about 95 or something, last century anyway. I first heard that song from its writer, Julie Matthews. We were on tour together in Kenya with a version of the Albion Band. There's an appropriate sort of colonial background to that song. But this is, next one is extremely local. Wasn't written in this field, but it's about things that happened in this field, and it was written by a man who needs no introduction to you. I know he's here, but he hides appropriately. Difficult for a man with a style and substance as great as Ralph McTell to hide anywhere, but Ralph, thank you very much for this song. Kind of grew out of the ground, and we've got a special guest to help us with this. Edmund has come all the way from Cambridge with his cornet.
Edmund Wickham.
I'll just take a little bit longer than I might do about this one because having talked about Ralph and having so much respect for him as a musician, I'm trying to get this guitar in tune. Red and gold.
Red and gold,
So I raise myself above the ecstasy, and I watched as in a dream, as the armies flowed downstream, their battles for the bridge and property. Now the king's men born in red and gold, the home was never plainer, the blood they spilled was colored just the same. Through the hedgerows, fragile and common, I saw brother killing brother, and all of this was by Jesus' name.
Thank you, Ralph, for the song, Ralph Patel.
Welcome. For the fantastic projections, ladies and gentlemen. Is that good? Nev, yeah, man. Now, have you all got your fabulous box of pigs? You have, many of you have. The wonderful box set of CDs that catalogues the amazing career of our most amazing bass player, Mr. David Pegg. Piggy. The first day that I ever kind of became a member of this wonderful group was the first day that I recorded with the band as a guest on an album called Gladys's Leap. I recorded one of three pieces. This is one of them. It's a wonderful instrumental 85 put together by Peggy. The first two tunes of Riverhead and Gladys's Leap are Peggy's own compositions, and wonderful they are. The third one is a traditional tune called The Wise Maid. This is on the box of Pegs in a version recorded properly that year that I fell through a window. And Chris, I wasn't doing my own stunts at that time. I was doing my own stunts, I should say. Chris stood in for me and hear that version. Now, for the first time, Chris and I get to play this wonderful medley together. So first, for drum and bass fans, Mr. Mattox on the drums, Mr. Peg on the bass. You couldn't have any better. Take it away, Peggy and Ian. Thank you.
had a great time last night working with some old lags. Maddox amongst them. Ashley, you know, Belize and Leaf kind of thing. We're going to go back not quite that far. We're going to bring back some other old lags. Please welcome friends of yours, friends of mine. Dave Swarbrick, Richard Thompson. Stuff we used to do in, I think it was 1970 was the year. Seems like only yesterday. again. Cool. I was lucky enough to be invited to join this wonderful band in 1969. I owe Ashley Hutchings a lot, actually, because had he not left, I wouldn't have been here tonight. So thank you, Ashley. And, when I joined Fairport, I was a mandolin owner, and Swarbrick spotted this, and he said, you've got to learn to play some tunes. So he taught me these tunes when we lived at the Angel in Little Haddam, and they're on the Full House album, and they're called Flatback Capers. So here's Flatback Capers for you. Simon's going to play the bass. Simon? Thank you. Doctor of Physics, which we threw together back at the a rare outing, I'll grant you. People often ask me who this song is based on. Is there some historical figure which the song is about? A rather repulsive figure, one might say. People say, was it Jeremy Thorpe? Or perhaps Jeffrey Archer? But I might not reveal the source of inspiration for fear of lawsuits and possible murder. Give you a clue. One leg, squint in one eye,
parrot on shoulder,
swarthy complexion.
Thank you.
Richard Thompson, Dave Swarby, Office.
Lovely bit of work there. Our Full House band had a lot of fun. We relished the challenge of taking an entirely exciting new young boy band around the world. And I half remember some heady evenings in America anyway, when we would do the next number and it might actually take up half an hour or so. And at the end of it, we just come off stage and say, well, that was the first set done. We're not going to go quite that mad with it, but it was a little tour de force back then. A fiddle feature. A couple of tunes called Jenny's Chickens and The Mason's a Prune. The Mason's Apron, sorry. Thank you.
Sorby, Richard Thompson, give us your information's apron.
Please welcome back Jerry Donahue. Here he comes, the man in black. What a body chapeau Jerry is modeling this evening. This is a song that I get requests for on an almost daily basis, especially on days when I'm not doing a gig. But if I'd had a fiver for every time I'd had to say, I'm terribly sorry, it's not on the list tonight, I'd probably have at least a fiver by now. But it's a great song, and it's one of those ones which doesn't always sit happily in the set, but it moved from one incarnation of the band to another, and it's a joy to play it on this stage for you people tonight. And if I may make a birthday dedication, anybody who is having a birthday tonight, well, happy birthday to you, but this is for my darling son Henry. Happy birthday, Henry. His 28th year at the festival, including the in utero one.
Yes.
Richard Thompson. That man from the NHS, Swerbrick.
Thank you very much, Richard. Thanks, Richard Thompson. We're playing some traditional tunes which Dave Swerbrick arranged in 1974, it was, and we recorded these tunes with an orchestra, and the whole thing was called Fiddlesticks, and believe it or not, this was a single in Australia. The Aussies have got good taste, you know what I mean? And of course it never got in the charts or even in the shops, but thanks to Martin Satterthwaite from Island Records, who's here in the crowd tonight. Thank you, Martin, for all those hot dinners you bought us when we had no money. See you tomorrow. So here's Dave Swarbrick's version of the Fiddlesticks, featuring Rick and Chris. This is really difficult to play on the guitar and the fiddle. It starts off with Jerry, and here we go. I used to live in Crawfordy, which is a wonderful village, and these people, you know, this is great. They let us do this every year, and it's wonderful. Big round of applause for Crawfordy residents.
short-lived over the road, and we were a very bad influence, the two of us, on the village.
I was a very good influence. He was a very bad influence.
But in 1973 or something like that, I wrote a bit of music, and you know, I'm not a very good lyricist, as you know, because you remember Hungarian Rhapsody. It was like the pinnacle of my songwriting career. I packed up after that. But I wrote this piece of music, and I thought, I've got to get somebody like with a bit more brain cells than me to write some words for it. So I took Swarm and Trevor Lucas down to the Red Lion, where I'm sure some of you have been, and I bribed them with drink. And I gave him a cassette of this tune, and I thought if I lace them with drink, they'll write some words for it. It took sort of about 20 minutes actually, but Trevor it took about 3 days because he was a really good drinker. With all due respect to Mr. Smallbrick, of course. So let's finish up on the Fairfort Nine album. It's called Polly on the Shore.
Great.
My
Pedler song. Jerry Donahue playing some stupidly good guitar. And risen from the grave himself, Dave Swarbrick. And the two best men you could possibly ever meet in an engine room of percussiondom, Dave Maddox and Jerry Curry! Stereo splendor!
The next song was brought to the band by Dave Swarbrick. I think he learned it from a wonderful singer, folk singer called Bob Davenport. And it's a song that's about a guy from the Northeast, and he's desperate to see his girlfriend. The only thing between them is a huge moor, and when he gets to the house, her parents. It's called the Hexenshire Lass. Church there called St. Mary's. And I know some of you people in the field have taken a special trip over this last week to see the window. The window's got an old sailing ship trapped in ice, surrounded by snow crystals. And the reason it's there is because the vicar in Banbury back in the 1860s was a man called George Back, and he had a brother called Henry who was an explorer. And Henry went on a ship with a man called Lord Franklin to try and sail the ship through the ice floes to the north of Canada, and they became, I should say unstuck, but they became stuck in the ice floes, and the song is called I'm Already There. It was homeward bound one night on the deep, swinging in my hammer I fell asleep.
sail the sea, a pirate me. It's in my blood, running through my veins. I'll climb the mast, quick as anyone has ever lived. I don't disagree, as I row my ship with a cutlass.
Effective moment now. We're going to play Port Merion. And we're going to dedicate this tonight. Well, this is kind of. I'm going to dedicate this to some. You know, we all lose loved ones, and I'm going to dedicate it to some loved ones who have been lost. This is for. It's always for my friend Simon, who I still miss. For Jan, especially this year. For two young guys who didn't make it here. Matt and Fergus, we miss you guys. And also to our own Joe. So this is Port Merion with our love for you. Port Merion, thank you.
We're bringing Mark back for this one. Mark Norgard. And Mr. Maddox is proving dexterous by showing that he does in fact have legs. Rick Sanders, Walker.